Frank Gaffney, Democrats know Joe Biden is compromised, cannot be allowed into Oval Office. By Robert Krajicek on October 21, 2020. Frank Gaffney said he cannot conceive of Democrats allowing Joe Biden to be president given the Democrat presidential nominee's allegedly compromised status from family dealings with foreign governments. Offering his analysis on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "I'm convinced Joe Biden won't be president of the United States," said Gaffney, host of Securing America on America's Voice and executive chairman and founder of the Center for Security Policy. "Even if he's elected, I can't conceive of the party actually allowing him anywhere near the Oval Office." Marlowe asked about national security implications related to a possible future Biden administration given recent reports of Hunter Biden's financial dealings and email communications. Gaffney replied, "If anybody in the federal government, or for that matter any federal contractor, had this kind of information in their background, whether it was their family members or they themselves were implicated, directly or indirectly, they couldn't get a clearance to handle classified information, let alone be the commander-in-chief of the United States. There are too many vulnerabilities there that would enable a hostile foreign power, let alone ones that have been directly involved in the transaction, for heaven's sakes," Gaffney added. "Joe Biden presents an unacceptable level of risk to classified information," he added. "Listen," Gaffney estimated, "Joe Biden would almost certainly be forced, if not willingly likely, to compromise classified information." Gaffney remarked, "What we've learned about the conduct of the FBI. Not everybody in it, obviously, but people in leadership positions over the past 4 years and beyond suggest that the fact that the FBI office in Delaware had this laptop for months and months and months and nothing with it suggests to me that somebody in that office who actually opined to the owner of the shop that got the laptop from Hunter Biden by to repair it that he should just keep his head down and not say anything about this." The FBI's apparent inaction in investigating corruption on the part of the Biden family is indicative of partisan leanings across at least part of the bureau, Gaffney speculated. "This suggests to me that this particular FBI office, like others in the Bureau during a particular previous administration, tipped the Bidens off," assessed Gaffney. He added, "The American people should have known long before now." Gaffney described Joe Biden as vulnerable to blackmail and extortion by hostile foreign governments given the former vice president's family's financial dealings with China, Ukraine, and other states. "We're dealing with people who make it their business to use information they obtain, often illegally, about an individual against them for blackmail, for coercion, for extortion, for manipulation," Gaffney explained. "That's true of people who they're collecting information about on the Hoi Polloi," he added, referencing the Chinese government's use of digital services such as TikTok for surveillance purposes. Gaffney continued, "What could possibly go wrong? These are people who will use this kind of information against any of us. And why I think the president is so right to be trying to stop their access to such personal data and information, and it's got to start right at the top. I certainly believe there will be grounds for disqualifying Joe Biden from serving should he be elected in the contents of this hard drive," determined Gaffney. Gaffney concluded by noting Joe Biden's declining cognition. "You have an individual who is clearly not compos mentis, as they say, to be in a position that has the demands of this job and requires that energy and wit to perform it to the benefit of the American people, rather than being a total liability," Gaffney stated. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.